let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Snaplings in the Gnosis Valley by Joseph Park is a fantasy appropriate for all ages, filled with action, intrigue, interesting characters, and humor. It highlights the wonder, imagination, and excitement of childhood and emphasizes the importance of diverse cultures working together and teaching the lesson that judging others by their appearance is a very bad idea. Joseph Park is a longtime fantasy enthusiast and master storyteller. He created the Snaplings tales for his children when they were young. Grew up on a farm in rural Kentucky, has two bachelor's degrees, one in music education, the other in electrical engineering. Retired in 2017 as a global director for his company, began a consulting business until the COVID pandemic. The break allowed him to dedicate time to one of his passions, writing. Joseph is an avid cave explorer and scuba diver, lives with his wife Rosemary in rural Tennessee. Joseph Park, author of Snaplings in the Gnosis Valley, our guest on This Week in America. Joseph, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
My pleasure, Rick. Glad to be with you.
It is such an exciting book that you've written, and I can't wait to jump in and talk about it. And for anybody listening, I'm going to spell everything for you and direct you to the place to get information so you can buy the book. I love the idea. I love the creative characters that you've developed. I love the world that you've created. Where did the idea come from for this story?
Well, when my children were young, Rick, I used to entertain them with fantasy stories that I created. And I created the Snaplings characters probably 35, 40 years ago. And I began telling the stories to my children. And that's kind of where it came from.
You know, this is amazing. Knowing the background, as I'm reading through this, it's like, were you this elaborate in your storytelling? I mean, it took some crafting to tell this story. This isn't, you know, a guy comes out of his house and he falls over the sidewalk type of thing. I mean, you've got different characters. They're interacting. They're in a different world. Was it that way in the beginning when you were telling these stories? Was it that fully developed?
Yeah, they were pretty elaborate. Sometimes they would go on for hours. If we were in the car traveling, I would start a story and it could last for quite some time. And I just kind of made it up as I went.
I think you're a writer and have been all of your life, and now you've got the time to focus on that and doing so well. Joseph Park is our guest on the program. The book is Snaplings in the Gnosis Valley. Snaplings is S-C-H-N-A-P-P-L-I-N-G-S. And Gnosis is K-N-O-S-S-O-S. And I'll give you that again at the end of the conversation here today. We've got that on our website as well, so you can link on directly to the Amazon site, for example, and be able to get information and to order a copy of the book. How did this go from a story that I told my kids and they really enjoyed to actually getting the book published?
Well, 2020 was, I think, a pivotal year for a lot of us.
Yes.
I had had my consulting business, and I discontinued that during the pandemic. My son had asked me previously if I could write down some of the stories. The kids, we have four children, they remember the stories fondly. And he asked me if I could write some of them down so they could read them to their children. And I sat down to do that, started writing, and couldn't stop. It just kind of took on a life of its own.
The book is Snaplings in the Gnosis Valley, Gnosis Valley by Joseph Park, our guest on the program. Talk about developing the story. I talked about how elaborate it is with all of the characters, and we'll talk about some of the characters and the world they're living in here in a second. Did you have an outline in the beginning and lay this all out to tell the story? This is not just filling a little time as you're driving. This is actually a book that other people are going to be able to read and enjoy as well. Did you have a strict outline in the beginning or sort of let the characters develop as you were telling the story?
You know, Rick, I wish I could tell you I sat down to write the great American novel and this story had been brewing in me and wanting to be released for years. But the truth of the matter is I sat down to write some stories for my children and it kind of just took on a life of its own. It was exhilarating. I didn't know any more what was going to happen next than the readers will when they're reading the book. So it was kind of an adventure for myself and just kind of developed it as I went. You always need protagonists, you need antagonists, and I would create these characters and develop them as they came to mind.
Well, let's talk about developing these characters, the different characters, a wide variety of characters in the book. Talk about several of the main ones and how you went about developing them, because actually we read a little bit and suddenly these characters take on a personality in our mind and they come alive as we're reading the story.
Right. Well, I think probably the pivotal character or the main character in the story is Barthos, who is a Schnappling. He and his family have been sent to look for a place for the Schnapplings to resettle after about a decade of war with characters from Grimland who had invaded. So Barthos and his family, his two children and his wife are Schnapplings. When they get to the valley, when they discover the Gnosis Valley, it is inhabited. And we have characters like the Torkians, we have the Frisians, we have the Lenards, Vernathians, all of whom they have to convince to allow them to settle in the valley is kind of the first challenge that they have. So, each of those characters, just as they came to mind, I would develop them. And I really wanted a lot of diversity in the characters, and I think you'll find that when you read the book. There are characters in there called Elfmen, and quite frankly, they're based on my grandchildren. Remember, I sat down to write stories to my grandchildren.
Yes.
So I incorporated them into the book. So each of the Elfmen children are one of my, I now have 11, but when I wrote the book, 10 grandchildren. And I based a lot of it on their individual personalities. It's amazing how different children can be. And so I kind of took their personality traits and built them into these Elfman characters.
In the book, you've got the Pit of Paradox, for example, one of the things we're reading along and get really wrapped up in this. Explain the Pit of Paradox.
Yeah, the Pit of Paradox is actually a prison. Our antagonist, Gorthon, who is a wizard who had actually tried to enter one of these paradox realities. So in the book, one of the key things are the Elfman children teach the Schnappling children to enter different realities. The technique is learning how to be where you're not. And Gorthon, years before, was a wizard who had dabbled with these paradox realities, which are places you don't want to be. They're places where everything is a contradiction and it creates confusion and madness. And so Gorthon had been imprisoned in the Pit of Paradox along with these paradox realities, had been trapped there for over 20 years when the book starts.
The book is Schnapplings in the Gnosis Valley by Joseph Park, our guest on the program. Schnapplings, S-C-H-N-A-P-P-L-I-N-G-S. Gnosis Valley is K-N-O-S-S-O-S. The book is available, of course, Amazon, wherever books are sold, all of the usual places. And I understand a lot of exciting things are happening. For example, if you're in Frankfurt for the book show, you can get information and buy the book there as well. Two big things, Joseph, happening with the book. Talk about the Frankfurt book show. That's one of the major book shows, book exhibits, book expos in the world.
Yes, I was pleasantly surprised. I was contacted by a publicist who had read and reviewed the book and have agreed to highlight it at the Frankfurt Book Show in October, which is, I think, the largest book show in the world. So that's all really quite exciting. I didn't really expect that kind of response.
It just shows the international flavor of the topics, the themes that you address in your book. And then back here in the U.S., you've got USA Today, which has given you an honor. We'll be featuring your book as well.
That's correct.
I mean, that's amazing. In USA Today, and chosen as like one of basically a handful of books that they're going to focus on.
That's correct. I understand it's one of the top 16 books that they've selected. So I'm excited about that.
Well, the book is doing so well, and I'll give you all the information as we go throughout the conversation here. With all of these characters, is there a particular character that you most relate to, maybe one that you started with or that you fondly developed as you were writing the story?
Yeah, I thought about that a lot. There are so many characters, but I think probably the one that I relate most to is Borumph. Borumph is the son of Barthos. He's a young schnappling. And quite frankly, there's a lot of me in this book. I grew up on a farm in the 60s, and whenever my cousin and I got together, there was always fun and there was always mischief. And I think I incorporate a lot of my impetuosity and curiosity and that I think I demonstrated as a child into the character of Borumph. So if you read that, when you see Borumph, you're kind of going to see a picture of myself when I was young.
Sort of like a young Joseph Park as you're reading the book Schnapplings in the Gnosis Valley. How much fun has this been for you? And what are you, I'm going to say, most proud of? Because this is a great story. It's a compelling story. I mentioned a master storyteller, which you are. And there are themes to this as well. It's not just entertainment. It gets people thinking as they're reading the book, and you address a number of issues. What are you most proud of with the book?
You know, Rick, I've read a lot of current fantasy stories. I grew up with the stories of C.S. Lewis and Tolkien and Lewis Carroll and the like. But some of the modern fantasy. One of the things that it disappoints me is that there seems to be a lot of unnecessary violence and darkness in these books.
Yes,
I think I've told a story here that has enough intrigue and interest and twists and turns. Without necessarily relying on just unnecessary violence and darkness to tell the story. I wrote this with my grandchildren in mind, so I wanted to write a book that I would be happy for them to read, and which I also thought that they would enjoy. So I think I've been able to do that, and I'm proud of being of doing that.
And I mentioned in the beginning, this really is for all ages, isn't it? You can, older people and really older people such as myself can read this, enjoy it, and it's a thought-provoking book as well. So this really is for everybody.
It is. I kind of wrote it with a middle school age in mind, but I can tell you that my 8-year-old granddaughter absolutely devoured it. I have a 6-year-old granddaughter who enjoyed having it read to her. I've had several adults who have commented on it. So I really think there's an appeal here for quite a wide audience.
Let's talk about the process again. Once you create characters and then you create this world they're living in and all of the conflict and everything they have to deal with, now you have to write a compelling story that it's going to hold people's attention. You do that. We're on the edge of our seats as we're reading the book, and some surprises along the way as well. Talk about those. Were they in the back of your mind that I need to keep the story moving and maybe taking some unexpected turns, or did you have those all planned out ahead of time?
They weren't really planned out. I would create these scenarios, and in the book, I go back and forth between several different scenes, with different characters. And as I created those, I thought, there has to be a way to tie all this together. And so I would start kind of working backwards on how this particular scenario would best apply to or attach to another scenario within the book. And just kind of wove it together like that. Quite frankly, one of the protagonists, there's some deceit going on there. The idea for that came from one of my grandchildren. She said, you need one of your good characters to not be so good. And so I took her advice and developed that into the story as well. But I was kind of putting all these stories together and then went back and tied them together so that they flowed.
And it does. And if you think, okay, I know where this story is going, not necessarily. Joseph has a way of keeping your interest in things you might not have seen coming into the story. You mentioned the kids, the grandkids. What's this been like for the whole family? It sounds like a real family affair. It started with the family experience, encouraged by the family, input from the family. What's this been like with the kids and the grandkids?
Oh, it's been wonderful. It's been really exciting. They've all enjoyed, you know, not only reading the book, but sharing it with their friends and sharing it with others. I have one granddaughter who is an aspiring author, who I believe to be quite talented. She's extremely excited about it and is in the process of writing a fantasy book of her own at age 11 and is doing quite well. So it's kind of been an inspiration for her. And it's also good for my children, who are now adults with children of their own, to see kind of a renewal of the stories that they remembered, you know, so fondly as children.
I mentioned in the beginning the Schnappling's Tales. Is this the first of several that you're going to do? What are you working on now?
I've got a lot of ideas, Rick.
good.
You know, right now, quite frankly, I've started a second book that'll be a prequel. It'll tell the story. I mentioned Barthos earlier is one of the main characters. There's Kristoff, who is a wizard that was raised by the Schnapplings, raised by Barthos family when he was a child. And I think I'm going to go back and write a prequel that tells the story of Barthos and Kristoff as children, and I guarantee there's going to be a lot of fun, probably some mischief along the way, and some interesting occurrences. So I've got a lot of ideas. I think I could turn this into a series quite easily.
Well, I think you can too. And from what I read with other readers, they're like, I hope this is the first, and we want to see where this goes. And there will be a sequel and a follow up that Joseph will be working on. Talk a little bit about maybe sort of the underlying messages or themes. I touched on a couple in the beginning because you talk about diversity and working together. Talk about how you work that into the story.
Yeah, there's several places within the book where when the characters meet others from other cultures or from other communities, that they jump to conclusions. Just based on their appearances or based on, first impressions. And those generally turn out to not be true. And so they learn the lesson along the way that it's just really not a smart thing to do to judge people by their appearances. And they end up being quite good friends and working together, even though their first impressions weren't always the best.
A lot of exciting things going on for Joseph and coming up in the future. We mentioned the Frankfurt Book Fair, one of the largest, if not the largest in the world. And watch, it'll be featured in USA Today. The book is Schnapplings in the Gnosis Valley. That's S-C-H-N-A-P-P-L-I-N-G-S. Gnosis, K-N-O-S-S-O-S, Valley. Joseph Bark is the author. Book available at Amazon, all the usual places. And it is a delightful read for the entire family, one that you can leave out. The kids can read and enjoy. Don't have to worry about taking, little dark turns along the way, as Joseph mentioned. So many fantasy books seem to do now. Joseph, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we'll be able to do this again when the sequel is out. When do you think that may be published?
I'm probably 3 or 4 months out. I'm working on it right now, so it's kind of a process.
No pressure, but that's good. That could be out even yet this year, so we'll be watching for that, and we'll let you know. And if you go to the website, you'll see all the information there as well. Joseph, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on all the success you've had with Schnapplings in the Gnosis Valley. Thanks for spending some time with us on the program. Look forward to having you back with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. I've enjoyed it.
It has been our pleasure. Joseph Park with us on the program. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.